Ralph, the farm broadcasters are getting together for their annual meeting in Washington, D.C. This sounds like it might be a real timely meeting, and I guess we're all hoping that we're going to see some action finally on a new farm bill.
Well, we think this week or next we should get a farm bill finally, and it's been long overdue. It's definitely needed. It would be a real shame after all the work that's gone into this effort to simply postpone the process and extend the current bill, because the current bill doesn't meet the needs of American agriculture, and the new farm bill at least takes some big strides in the right direction.
So what or how does American Farmland Trust work and or has been working on this issue?
Yeah, well, we started right after the last farm bill thinking about the dynamic and the changing world we're in, and decided then that just focusing on the conservation title simply wasn't enough, that we had to look more comprehensively at farm policy. And so 2 years ago this week, we unveiled a set of major reform proposals at the National Press Club, and it included some reforms to Title I, to the farm programs. We're very pleased that the bill will have the revenue assurance program, which is now called ACRE, Average Crop Revenue Election. It'll be an optional program, but it's something we've worked very closely with the National Corn Growers Association on, and we think it'll be a very attractive option for farmers that will give them a much better safety net than they currently have. We're equally pleased with some of the things happening in the conservation title. You know, there's not a lot of money around this time, and conservation gets a $4 billion increase over the 10 years in funding over baseline. So these are some very positive developments in this farm bill. I think generally the discussion about farm policy has been fundamentally changed by this farm bill. The emergence of the specialty crop sector, who have come to the table not asking for crop supports, but asking for investments in research and other areas that really invest in the future of their industry. They've shown their muscle this time around, and so they're going to get some funding. The number of different interests that have been involved in this debate is unprecedented, and it probably means even more change in future farm bills.
So how would you characterize, I know you addressed this, but how would you characterize what AFT has been able to accomplish organizationally in terms of having some influence in what's going into this legislation?
Well, I think AFT has brought ideas to the table, that there was a need for new ideas. Change is on the horizon. Very difficult for agricultural groups to advance those ideas of change, particularly when their members like things just the way they are. And so I think AFT's been able to play a role in bringing some of these ideas forward, talking to people in agriculture, so there were ideas that really work for agriculture. And so we've been very pleased we've been able to play that role. And in the process of putting some new ideas on the table, we've been able to engage some other non-agriculture interests in the debate in a positive way. I hope we have shown folks across the spectrum that we're trying to work with agriculture to make a policy that really works. There certainly were groups out there who were trying to propose much more dramatic reform. And farm policy really is evolutionary in nature, not revolutionary. And we hear that a lot, and it's very true. This farm bill makes very significant strides forward, is more forward-looking as a piece of legislation than previous farm bills, and I think it sets the stage for more change in the years ahead. Agriculture is going to be faced with some major pieces of legislation other than the farm bill. The Lieberman-Warner climate change bill is going to could have very significant ramifications for agriculture, the reauthorization of the Clean Water Act. And so I hope that our organization has been able to sort of make a contribution and set the stage for those debates.
Well, thank you very much, Ralph, for kind of give us an update, and we hope that we will see an end to this discussion and some new legislation soon.
I think we will, and you know, we'll all just move on to the next round.
Because it will. It just starts over as soon as it gets finished, right?
It sure does. Yeah. Good to be with you today.
Thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.